Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground.
Atlanta Rhythm Section bringing us back this ARS with the with what surely must be the small business anthem. Even when times get rough and you've had enough, still got to try. Welcome back, 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We got a lot of stuff there that we provide for you that we've been doing now for 14 years. That's a 14-year-old website, and we update it every day. Get your new stuff there right on the homepage. But the stuff that you might want is it might be behind all that. And you can find it very easily in the way where you can navigate around our site. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And don't forget to also take the poll question right there on the homepage. Having a great visit with our new friend Sherwood Niece. He says we can call him Woody. He's the founder of Startup Exemption. Woody, tell the audience how they can find you there.
If you go to startupexemption.com, it's essentially a blog website that gives you all the information about what we're doing with crowdfunding. Investing at the Startup Exemption, all the progress we've made in literally only the past 8 months, from idea of this getting capital flowing to entrepreneurs to a bill in front of Congress.
So that's the deal, folks, as we talked about in the previous segment, is getting some kind of an exemption in the securities laws beginning with 1933 and 1934 and all subsequent laws so that because, folks, the issue is if you go to somebody you don't know and you make and you offer them an investment opportunity, if you haven't developed documentation that meets and or exceeds the securities laws of the United States of America, you could wind up in jail. And you know, many people have tried to sell. They were realtors. They tried to sell condominiums. And the way they put their package together made it not be a real estate offer but a securities offer. And there are some people in jail right now because they didn't know the difference.
Sure.
And so this is something. What are the chances you can get this done?
Well, one of the things I want to point out right off the bat is a lot of what we believe is taking place is good. And the regulations that are out there were meant for a reason.
Right.
What we're trying to do is not deregulate, but re-regulate. We're trying to take the framework that's there and apply the advances that have taken place in the internet and technology so that capital can flow. So we think that we can get this going because we're showing people that, A, this is not an opportunity for people to go out there and easily commit fraud.
Right.
I mean, think about it. Let's work through an example. If I have an idea for, let's dumb it down, for a lemonade stand with a special sauce, I've got to go out to my community. Remember, this is community-based financing, so I hit my social network up, friends, family, community, on Facebook, LinkedIn, my blog, and I say, listen, guys, I'm trying to raise $25,000. And so they're going to see my posting and see a little video about me, and they're going to pick apart my idea, my business model, and the opportunity, the investment opportunity for them in an open dialogue platform where people can read the comments from other people. I have to respond to each of those comments. People can like those comments, and they're going to essentially vote all along the way whether they think my idea is worthy of funding. And then, on average, they're only going to invest $80, not a ton of money. And
what are they going to get for that? What are they going to get for their money?
Well, that's where the entrepreneur decides how much equity they're willing to give up in their company. So if I say, listen, I'm trying to raise $25,000, I will give up 20% of the company for that, people will say, well, I just don't think that's a fair enough investment. Or they'll say, oh, I think that's a good, I'm willing to get in now.
But if you get in for $80, that means you got a quarter of a share or something like that. And so basically, you might get stock back, but basically, you're not really expecting anything in return, are you? If you invest $80 into a company?
Exactly. I mean, what you're talking about is really helping your friends and family, and doing so in a way that gives you an opportunity to earn a return but nothing that's guaranteed, and you shouldn't look at it as, you know, this is this next Facebook.
Plus, no entrepreneur wants hundreds of tiny minority investors either.
Right. I think it's really important to realize that at FlavorX, we did three rounds of financing, okay? And we did the friends and family round. And I think what people don't realize is when you take on more sophisticated money, the people that come in offer to buy out the pre-existing shareholders.
Right.
So when you are raising capital on these crowdfunding platforms, believe it or not, the ones that the crowd gets behind and they fund, even though there might be 100 investors in it,
right.
Some of them in the second round of financing where sophisticated investors now come in and
they
say,
might get taken out.
The crowd found a good one. They put the initial seed money in. We're willing to step up to the plate now. And you know what? We'll pay you three times back what you put in.
So you put in $80, you might get, a year later, you might get $240 back. And but that's assuming that it goes to that level. And as you know, we have to be honest about this. As you know very much, Woody, most of these things you're going to invest in are not going to get to that second level of financing. So you got to understand, when you put your $80 in or whatever, there's a good chance you're not going to get it back. There's a lot more we need to talk about. I'm glad you're talking about this. I'm glad you're moving forward on this. So I'm proud of you for that. But there's a lot of other issues. Will you come back and let's explore this some more another day?
I'd love to. Yeah.
Give us that website again. Give us the website again, please.
Startupexemption.com.
Thank you. Sherwood, Woody Neiss, Neiss is his last name. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Go get yourself some cheap sunglasses.
Okay, everyone, I call this meeting because I want to introduce you to our newest employee. I call him Al. Voila!
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.